Hello and welcome to episode 11 of the OR Gamecast. My name is Quinn and I am here with my good friend Nick. Hello, Nick.
Howdy, partner.
Well, that was a terrible accent.
No. We
should probably restart this entire thing because that was really bad.
I thought it was pretty good.
All right. Well, we'll let Chief decide.
It was like, we'll let Chief decide. I think I sounded like Woody.
Tom
Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Maybe not as Woody, but a little Forrest Gumpy, maybe. Mm-hmm. Sound a little bit slow there, Nick.
No, you've never even seen Forrest Gump.
Oh, is it beyond my time?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
I was born like after Forrest Gump died, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's what you get for being young and hip.
I'm sure you have a Forrest Gump impression you're dying to use.
a little bit, but I'm not gonna spoil it for you right now.
The Quinn's always like, hey, that person has their speech is different and not as developed as other people. I should impersonate those people.
That person has a speech impediment. Maybe I should impersonate them.
Yeah.
And it will bring them joy. It will be like a compliment. Like, a me trying to stoop to their level.
Right.
Oh my god, terrible.
Quinn thinks everyone's that's like not just like a normal human being, like has average traits, is like below him.
Well, they would be below average. There should average, be a highlight.
What?
They would be technically below average, so...
There's a highlight that was supposed to be posted. I actually posted it, but it was under Mr. Brett's channel. Quinn had a big problem with this for some reason. I thought it was fine on his channel, but I texted him to warn him. I was like, hey, I figured out how Twitch.tv works now, and I can edit and upload to YouTube, but it's under Mr. Brett's Chicken. You don't have it on Quinn Does Gaming's YouTube.
Well, yeah, I have it on Mr. Brett's Chicken for some reason.
Quinn found that out, he just took it off.
I wanted some cross-promotion going hasn't on, been but online it wasn't really since. Working out. And yeah, it is unlisted. The video is unlisted, but I will move it to Quinn Does Gaming, so don't worry about that.
All right.
But we do need to get some more highlights from that stream because it was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's going on with you, Nick?
Well, I guess I gotta talk about Gotti's games because Quinn's forcing me.
I'm forcing you.
I made a video about it, but that's not enough for
it's
Quinn.
It's not enough.
I got to 1,000 games on Steam. I feel like we should be putting in, like, Emperor music here.
No, like, just in, like, applause, the like children cheering. Yeah.
No, I'm thinking of, like, oh.
But, like, Skyrim music or something?
Yeah, or Halo. I was going with Halo, but I guess Skyrim works too, but...
Yeah, you need something epic. I feel you.
So I posted about it. And I posted on Facebook, of course, bragging to all my Facebook friends. And I was like, if you bought a house, had a kid, went to an expensive college, and you wondered where your life would be, if you didn't do that, this is where it would be, 1,000 Steam games. And then, whatever. And then my roommate, Kevin, saw it. And he's like, what was the 1,000th game you bought? Because he wanted, he's like, it's something epic, right? And I was like, no.
Oh my god.
No, it is not. And this is, I don't even have a 1,000th game because I purchased a couple games at the same time. So there's not like one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what I did.
Which was the 1,000th code you entered?
I didn't enter. I bought it actually from Steam Store.
Oh man. And you bought a bunch of games at the same time, so it didn't even
matter. And this is what I did. I was at the 15-day challenge was up, and I was like, didn't have like another video prepared except for my 1,000th game video. I have the script already made before I had 1,000.
Yeah,
and because I knew it was a matter of days, so and I was like, I have no other ideas. I feel weird not posting a video or working on one at least.
Yeah.
Because you get in that momentum, which is good.
It's so a double-edged sword.
Yeah. I went on Steam, searched all the games, and just listed them in order of, like, cheapest, and bought, like, 8 60-cent games.
Oh, my God. So you just did it to get to 1,000.
Just so I could make the video.
Oh, what a cop-out.
I know, right?
Yeah.
How dare I?
Yeah, that no, you. I can't be your friend anymore. This podcast is shut down. I can't.
Yeah, let's just shut it all down. Let's just shut it all down.
And Nick sold out everyone. He went and bought a couple like 50-cent games just to get 1,000. He's cheating.
To be fair, some of those 60-cent games do look kind of cool.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't mean I'll play them though.
What Stickman running across the screen? That's it. No obstacles because you have to pay another 50 cents for the obstacles.
Hey, I could have done what a normal smart person would have done and just added a bunch of free-to-play games.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I mean, there are free-to-play games on this list, and there are Power to the Thousand, but like, I bought Team Fortress 2 when it was an orange box.
Yeah.
So I feel there's only like a couple free-to-plays on there.
Yeah, and usually they're because I made you download them.
Yeah. So. Some and other people are like, yo, check out this free-to-play game. Mm. I was like, I guess.
That Loadout.
Yeah,
Loadout's game of the year.
Yeah, Loadout's okay. It's not game of the year for me, but it's fine. Wait, you have a problem with it?
No, it's a good game, but I just know it's not your cup of tea.
What? Why isn't it my cup of tea?
It's not a lot of people's cup of tea. There's probably like 300 people playing the game. Well, at least it's more than Screen Cheat, but...
Yeah, poor Screen Cheat.
Yeah, my goodness. That's like, that's the sad thing, man.
I have other stuff to talk. Did you have any questions about my 1,000 games? I don't really know what to say besides what I put in the video. Do you think it was a good video?
I thought it was a good video. I kind of wanted it to be longer. Like, I wanted to hear more about your stories and, like, explain them. Yeah.
I was like, when I was writing the script, I was like, oh, this is getting long. I need to cut some of these down.
Well, like, I kind of wanted you to, like, make separate videos of just, like, embellishing your stories more. Like, hearing more about your adventures as a game journalist and
well, this is what kind of, like, I had the idea of, you know how I do those, like, retrospect videos once in a while? I did one on Rock Band. I did one on Mario 3. I was thinking of doing that with some of the games.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You should.
Like, because when I was writing the script and I got to the Worm series, for example, I was like, oh, I have so much to say because I played this constantly as a kid against my uncle and my brother, and we had so much fun playing this.
Yeah.
And there's so much to talk about. There's no way I can go into a ton of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad to hear that you wanted more, though. I was like, no one's going to like this because it's so, like... I'm just talking about myself. It sounds like really like I'm bragging.
People like to hear about other people.
What?
People like to hear about other people, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
At least
I mean, I do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So let's hear about the other stuff.
Did you like how I had the scrolling thing on the side?
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
I was a little bummed that it didn't like actually fit the entire screen and it was like little sections, you know, above and below it. But that's all right. I'll give you credit.
Oh, I didn't even think of doing that.
Yeah.
That is true. I just like, too much editing.
too much work. It's all right. I'm giving you props for the editing. I gotcha. I approve. But what is all this other stuff you have to talk about, Nick?
I have other stuff to talk about?
Bill Burr.
Cut it out.
Oh. We're cutting it out?
Broken.
Oh, right. I haven't refreshed. Let me refresh.
You keep cutting out. I have no idea what you're saying.
Oh, I was saying,
there you go.
You gonna talk about the other stuff you have on your little thing with him? Yeah?
It always cuts out when you're asking, like, mentioning it.
Are you going to talk about Bill Burr and the tags?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Bill Burr's new special came out, his stand-up special, last Friday. It's kind of old news now, but the podcast came out on Thursday. And I watched that. Of course, it was great. He's my favorite stand-up, so.
Bill Burr is.
His humor is dead on for me. Yeah. Have you ever seen him?
Yeah. I haven't seen him, but I've watched some of his stuff, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well, you've seen his specials.
Yeah.
I actually saw him live.
He's the,
It was a good show.
He's the good really show. Dry one, I recommend one, it. Right?
It's on Netflix.
He likes the dry humor, correct?
No.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about. What dry humor?
Well, not dry, but like... I feel like sarcastic.
I don't know what you really...
Either way, I actually watched... I listened to a couple of his radio shows, which aren't based around comedy, right?
Yeah.
But are just like about him talking and answering questions. And okay. He had some really good input on relationships, which was pretty cool to listen to. So
yeah, he has some good advice. Like, he's an angry guy on stage and whatnot, but some of his advice is pretty good, actually. Yeah. So I recommend, and his weekly podcast is good.
Yeah, so maybe I'll go watch that. I'm Sorry You Feel That Way is what it's called, apparently.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he gave like advice on depression once, and I just like remember thinking, I was like I had a new outlook on it. Like, he basically, this is like summing it up, but someone asked him on his podcast, like, "Hey, I'm pretty depressed. What can I do? Is there anything, what do you do when you're depressed?" And he's like, "When I was depressed, I'd just think about how insane it is, and then I start laughing because it was so stupid." And I just start laughing at how stupid things are. And, I don't know, humor helped me. And I was like, yeah, I'll try that. And I tried it, and it helped. Well, it helped me.
Wow.
I was like, I'm just going to laugh at how ridiculous this is.
Yeah, life is ridiculous, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, children dying in Africa. Oh, ain't that a kick? Anyways, Nick, what about these tags, huh?
Yeah, these tags, man.
What about these tags? Are you the tag man now?
Kind of. I went back to... I was looking at the statistics of Organized Remains YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at my popular videos. And I clicked to edit one of them. And I was like, I wonder what tags my most popular videos had. Like, what brought people in?
Yeah.
And that's when I found... And there are, most of my early videos are the most popular.
Yeah.
And I found out that... I only gave each of my old videos, like, 3 to 4 tags.
Oh, man.
And I was like, wow. I could have probably got more views if I had more tags.
So you kicked in gear and you became the tag man? Them all.
What?
You kicked into gear and you became the tag man, tagging up all your videos?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
Hello?
What do you mean, kind of?
Someone just knocked at the door. I hope Kevin's getting it.
Uh-oh. Are we going to have to do another cut like last week, huh?
I don't know.
Nick getting packages at the door.
Oh, it's another knock. Uh-oh. Hey, hold on a sec. Sorry about that. It was package.
Oh, well, what is the package, Nick?
It's for me. I don't know. I haven't opened it.
Well, maybe you're going to open it live here on the podcast. You're
going
to
open it live?
Yeah, let's see.
A live unboxing without any video?
Yeah, let's see. What color is the flashlight?
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely to hear. You're going to laugh at this, what it is.
Okay. Is it that 12-pack of Campbell's?
12-pack of what?
12-pack of Campbell's chicken noodle soup?
Oh, no. It's it's 2 DVD copies of the full series of the Bible.
What? Wait, what? Why do you have 2 okay. copies of the full series of the Bible?
On DVD. So, they had a deal.
Oh, don't even.
Hear me out. I paid, I think it was $6 per DVD, per series. So I bought two of them. So $12. They're normally, I believe, $40. And I'm reselling them.
Oh, and my making like $30 each.
So that's my plan with them.
You heard it here, folks. Nick is reselling Bible DVDs to...
I wish you weren't cutting out so much.
Nick is selling Bible DVDs at a marked up price to unbeknownst Christians.
Yeah?
I feel like that's pretty dirty. If anything was going to land you in hell, that's going to be it.
I bought at Walmart Jesus air fresheners.
What?
On clearance for $1. And what? I resold them on Amazon for like $5 to $10.
Are you kidding me?
No, but you make it sound like I'm only buying Christian stuff. Like, I buy cheap stuff all the time and resell it on Amazon for a higher price.
I buy Muslim stuff too, Quinn.
It's called flipping. There's a whole subreddit dedicated to it. All right. I'm not the only one.
All right. However you make your ends meet, Nick, I won't judge. Well, all right, so you got Bill Burr going on tags and you're 1,000 games on Steam.
Like, one of my popular ones, I actually made an video thumbnail, so we're going to see how that goes.
A video thumbnail? What do you mean?
Yeah, you know how you do custom ones?
Yeah.
By old videos, back then you couldn't do that.
Oh, did you actually add new ones to them?
Yeah, I added one new one, two new ones.
All right.
So we're going to see how if they bring in the more views.
All right, well, do you add, like, boobs and women to the tags?
No.
Oh, well. I guess we'll test the thumbnail first.
Yeah, and then add boobs later.
Yeah, and Jessica Negri, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So what's happening with you? We talked about, how long have we been doing? Like 20 minutes of just talking about me.
Well, I guess, you know, but hey.
Oh, what did you talk about while I was gone?
Oh, I didn't talk about anything. I was just waiting for you. Anyways.
Oh, there's a silence?
Anyways. So basically, my week has been terrible because I've had finals to prepare for. And, you know finals, Nick. Finals ain't a good time of the year.
No.
Basically can't do anything because of finals. And
yeah, I guess
I spent like all day doing nothing but working on one essay, and I stayed up till 2 a.m, and I got up this morning and worked on it even more, and my God.
Ugh, so I'm glad, like, I went to an easy college.
It's like killing me slowly. And then next week, this is the worst thing. So I'm taking tennis, right?
Yeah.
And because we haven't had tennis in like 3 to 4 weeks, I think it's actually been 3 weeks now, because it's been raining, we have to actually attend a final. And so our teacher is having us do a written final the day after all the other finals end. So basically, school is supposed to end on Wednesday, right?
Okay.
For the majority of everyone, it's supposed to end on Wednesday. He's having us come in at 10 o'clock in the morning on Thursday to do our tennis final.
What's a tennis final?
We're taking a test.
What?
Yeah, we're taking a written test.
Any, like, idea on what's going to be on it? I was like,
no, he said it's going to be
zero.
He said it's
going to
be really easy. It's going to be really easy, and it's going to be like 10 to 15 minutes long. So I have to basically, like, get up in the morning, shower, get ready, go to school for 10 minutes, and then just come back on what should be the day off, you know? Terrible.
What happens if we don't go?
I don't know. I can't believe,
like,
if a 15
tennis.
What if a 15-minute test, just that test, like, counts for half the grade? That'd be really terrible. But I don't think it's worth that much, but I should attend if I want to, you know, get credit or whatever. And then other than that, I am like,
you're not gonna go.
I got a bunch of tests and junk next week. It's not gonna be fun. Actually, besides school, there's also weather stuff going on over here. It's supposed to be the storm of the decade in North Bay, California. So, I don't know. I'm kind of waiting.
What, are you scared?
No, I'm not scared. I'm kind of excited. Like, oh, you're whoa. You're going
to lose power. Why is that exciting?
Well, I can, you know, I can just use my my laptop doesn't need a charge all the time. And my phone, I can just use my phone and I'll figure stuff out. I don't know. All right, I'll be resourceful. You know, I'll have to break out the magazines instead of the digital stuff.
Old school.
I'm too young for that, Nick.
Too young for it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm not old enough to have purchased any magazines.
That's true. Yeah. Back in my day, we had a channel that was all scrambled up, and you had to watch that and look at it and be like, oh, what is that? I think I saw something.
Yeah, they're like Sudoku your way into like an image, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Channel 76.
If anyone wants some nostalgia. Oh, man. But yeah, that's pretty much what my week has looked like. Just lots of nothing. Haven't really been able to play many games and junk. Just been doing lots of nothing.
My week's been... I feel like I could have maybe got more work done, but then I look at my videos, and I did 3 videos that required more editing than usual, so...
Yeah, be proud of yourself, Nick. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm proud.
You better be.
We'll see.
I did a 15-day challenge.
Yeah, you did, and you're still going. I'm surprised.
I'm surprised. So you just didn't quit?
Yeah, you're just not quitting. It looks like you're just going to keep going until the end of the year or something.
Yeah, I'll figure something out. I guess. I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
You even bought games. Hoping this works out. You bought games in order to make a video that was after your 15-day challenge. I'm surprised at the motivation you have.
What did I buy? Oh, the 1,000 games. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, I'm surprised. I'm excited.
Good, good.
Good.
Good. I try to make entertaining videos. I don't know. I've been posting more in subreddits as well. Talking to people.
That's good. Getting yourself out there, eh?
Yeah. Like, you read my weird comments at the Let's Play subreddit.
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to go there.
It's actually a decent subreddit because you're not allowed to post Let's Plays videos. You only talk about Let's Plays.
Wow, that's...
So it's people giving ideas to each other. So it's actually not too bad.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. There's some good insight on there.
Huh. Well, maybe I'll check it out and see what you had to say. Probably nothing special. Just give them, like,
tips.
Oh. Tips, huh?
Tips.
You should have talked about... the Let's Play of Insurgency, and we talked about milk, and,
You're not supposed to advertise.
Well, no, you can't. You could just say, you know, this is what, my Let's Play experience with Quindos Gaming has been, you know? He's a pretty cool guy.
I think, really, the main advertising is you can have Flair next to your name, and you post a link to your YouTube channel.
Oh, wow.
Let's Plays are different than streaming. I don't think they like streaming.
It was a joke. I just wanted to bring up the ALS.
Well, yeah, it's a shame no one can watch it.
They will be able to, but...
Yeah, go to Quinn Does Gaming's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Watch Quinn freak out about Mini-Me.
I can't believe how excited I got about that, like, in the video.
Yeah, you're like... I was like, you raised money. What? You didn't raise money?
No, like, the microphone, like, kept... capping out because I was so loud. Oh, man.
Yeah, Quinn got really invested.
I was invested in that story, for sure. And then,
I
like, by the time I showed the video...
I remember laughing a lot harder, too. I guess it didn't get picked up as well.
Well, I think... I don't know. I have to figure out why you were so quiet. That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why I was so loud. I, like, ruined it because I was so loud.
That always happens with your highlights.
Well, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Yeah.
What you gonna do? No one tells us. Oh,
yeah, exactly. Maybe we don't ask either. So
yeah, we should ask.
Yeah. Anyways, speaking of Quinn Does gaming news.
Yep, we're moving on to gaming.
We got two articles.
Two things to talk about.
Man, so much going on today in the world of gaming.
Yeah, there's more, but I didn't put it on here because I didn't find it interesting.
Yeah, I agree. So. I'm not even in the game news mood right now, so.
Oh. Ralph Baer passed away. He is known as the father of video games, kind of like started the whole home console playing games on a TV, like a, you know, a TV in your house type thing.
Yeah.
He did, I don't think he ever, I don't know too much about his life except beyond that, but I know he still worked into his 90s till he passed away. He was still working. And he like influenced a ton of people, and it's how he kind of like changed the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't make anything popular, but he started. He pushed. I don't know how to explain this.
Well, let me see if I can help a little bit. All right. Let me see if I can add to the conversation. But,
Try your best.
I'll try my best. Obviously, I wasn't around back then, because, you know, apparently I'm not as old as Nick here, but...
I wasn't either.
I know. But, yeah, he not only pushed video games, but just pushed, like, in-home entertainment a lot. And it had mostly interactive entertainment. So, like, all those old... like, Bop It, right? Like, Simon Says... What? Well, he didn't actually make them, but I'm saying, like, you wouldn't see those things around today. You wouldn't see, like, those plastic toys where you actually... It's a game, but it's like a toy, you know? It's like a toy game. Bring home your toy game... Brought to you by Ralph Baer, you know? Like, you wouldn't see interactive home activities, like, by Hasbro or whatever, because he was the one that pushed all that interactivity into the home. So, like, yeah, you said the consoles straight plug and play into your TV, in-home consoles, that sort of thing. So he was a big advocate of all that stuff, even though he wasn't really, his content wasn't really popular because, you know, he just didn't make good stuff, man. He wasn't Nintendo or something.
Yeah.
But at least
he make that Pac-Man.
It. Yeah, exactly.
But now he's a legend. He'll always be a legend in the industry. So.
Nick has a portrait of him on his wall, so.
I should get one.
Yeah. You should get one of him, Gaben, the Nintendo guy.
Miyamoto?
Yeah, Miyamoto, not the black guy.
Yeah. Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie.
No, not Reggie.
Yeah, it's Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie.
Yeah, what? Who else are you thinking about?
I don't know.
Will Smith?
I no.
Oh, well. That was borderline racist by me. I apologize.
Quinn, you gotta be careful.
I'm sorry. I was just getting excited. I was getting excited about the other news story, which is
your career can be gone like that.
Oh my god. Anyways, Scrolls has officially gotten its official launch trailer because it's not out until tomorrow, which is when you'll be seeing the podcast. So I guess it is out now. So Scrolls is out, which is Mojang's second game, and people be kind of pissed.
I don't know why.
Because everyone likes the Minecraft and no one cares about the Scrolls. I'm interested in Scrolls because
I think it looks fine.
Yeah, it looks like a more advanced version of Hearthstone in a sense.
I think it looks like Hearthstone meets chess.
A little bit. I was thinking actually like Hearthstone and Heroes of Might and Magic. I don't know if you played any of those games.
No, I haven't.
But it's kind of like that Battlefield where you have like a grid and you put pieces onto the battlefield and you fight. But it looks cool. I'm going to try it out. There's a free demo for anyone who's interested. And I believe it's going to be $5, which is pretty cheap. So
yeah, $5 is pretty cheap.
It's pretty cheap for a Mojang licensed game.
Yeah.
But hopefully it is actually, you know, good.
It's only $5. I'm not too worried.
Hopefully it's good.
Hopefully every game ever comes out of this.
Yeah, man. Hopefully everything is good.
Alright, are we moving on?
Yeah, let's just move on. Whatever.
We could talk about other things.
Moving on! Nick plays games.
Nick plays game. Quinn plays his normal Team Fortress. But let's start with Team Fortress. Did you watch End of the Line?
Yeah, so I did watch the End of the Line Source Filmmaker video.
And?
Well, this is what I want to say. I am both upset and happy.
Okay.
I'm happy. The entire End of the Line update for Team Fortress 2 was entirely made by the community members. Valve did not work on it at all. Valve just approved things.
Yeah.
So it was entirely community made, which is, this is pretty much the biggest community made update, because there's only been one other one, and it was kind of strictly hats and stuff. So this update was kind of substantial in that way to TF2.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's been hyped like twice as much as Destiny, and it delivered terribly. So,
This is how I heard about it. If you want to hear my side of the story,
well, let's hear your side.
I never even heard of this update, so I saw it. I was on Facebook and I saw it trending. I was like, "Is that Team Fortress 2?" And I was like, "What? Yeah. Why is this trending on Facebook?" And then I watched the Sourcemaker film, and I thought it was really good.
Well, the film was good, but that wasn't the...
I'm talking about the film. I'm not talking about the actual update.
No, okay. So here's the thing. The film was actually in production like a year and a half ago, I believe. Like, someone showed a trailer of it because they were just working on a Source Filmmaker video. Yeah. And they showed a trailer. It wasn't actually going to be in production. But then Valve said, hey, why don't you make the full-length video and you can make it an update for the game? And the guy was like, yeah, awesome. You know, I was already going to make this video, and now you're, like, pushing me to, like, become famous. Sweet. And so he worked on it for, like, a year or year and a half, and then it came out, right? Which is all fine and good. I mean, the video was good. I had no problems with it. But the thing was... It was just, everything else was hyped up about it. You're going to get, like, new maps, new weapons, new this, new that, and none of that really delivered.
I don't understand you Team Fortress people. It's like, it's a free update for a free game, and you are freaking out. You compared it to Destiny.
Yeah, because the hype, Nick, if it was trending on Facebook, a game that has been out for 7 years is trending on Facebook because of a free update, then there's something... hype
to
like
be
that,
complaining
that is...
about it though, that sounds so whiny.
No, because it was hyped up so much and it didn't deliver because the hype was not even worth it.
I guess I'm talking about the video. I was reading the video comments on YouTube and people are like, sometimes the animation was robotic and it blah 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 made it bad. And it was like, it's 16 minutes. This, you obviously can tell a lot of hard work went into this. It's free.
It was 14 minutes and 3 seconds, Nick.
Sorry.
But the thing, okay, Nick, okay, you're not a part of the TF2 culture. I mean,
that is true.
Because these videos, these animations literally come out every single day. Like, there are hundreds of people working on TF2 animations. So,
yeah.
Like, it wasn't necessarily something special. What was special about it was that it was a full, like, 15 minutes.
Right.
And that it was, like, pushed by Valve to be released. That was what made the video special. I had no problems with the video because I enjoy people making animations with TF2 characters.
I thought the video was fine.
Yeah, like that's awesome that people are doing that.
Yeah.
But that's not why people are upset. I mean, if they're upset with the animation, then they're well, I'm not going to go there, but
yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. People are upset with the animation.
Yeah, which is baloney, cuz yeah, if someone making something, if you're upset with the video, then don't watch it. Like, what's your problem? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get you TF2 peoples.
But, I want to talk about something else in terms of End of the Line, though.
Okay.
Okay, so it came out, what, 2 days ago or something? 3 days ago? Whatever it did.
No idea.
I haven't even played that much because I've been doing final stuff. But I go to YouTube, I go to the TF2 channels I'm subscribed to, and it is ridiculous. It is ridiculous, Nick. There's, like, videos that say, Valve effed up. And why the End of the Line update is complete bad word, you know, like,
yeah,
it's like, Jesus, are you kidding me? Like, these people are angry over nothing. And I think it's because people are just trying to get views or whatever, but still.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
If the game, I had to pay for the update, I could see it. But it's like, I know you hyped it up and it's not what you wanted, but can you really be that mad that a free update didn't have everything you wanted?
I think it's because the last update, the Halloween update, was really poorly received.
Yeah, that too.
And then there was... understand. Because the updates before it, the last couple of Halloween updates have been really solid. And then this one came out and it was like kind of crap. Like, it was didn't compare at all to the other ones.
Yeah, fair enough, but I still can't see it because what if they're busy making a third Team Fortress? You'd rather them update in this?
I doubt it.
You doubt it? You don't think there's...
I think... Well, this is what happened. So the TF2 actual creators...
Yeah.
They moved on to Dota 2. They're not even working on TF2 anymore. There's like five guys who actually like monitor TF2.
Oh.
So like Valve knows like, okay, TF2 isn't really where it's at right now. We're making like billions of dollars off this Dota thing. You know, we're just going to do this. And that's where they're actually like updating and stuff. Like, they're actually moving the entire game of Dota 2 onto their Source 2.0 platform soon.
Cool.
Which is cool for that game, but that's, I think, that and, like, TF2 is getting less and less treatment compared to other Valve games, so I feel...
still can't complain, because the game's so old.
Oh, my God.
And it's
God.
Free.
Oh,
you're
my.
Lucky
but
you get updates at all.
It's the second highest played game, probably, like, third highest played game on Steam, though.
It's true.
So, like, how can it not get support? That's why people are pissed off.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just, I don't know.
And there was a rumored update that Valve was going to make TF2 a competitive game like Counter-Strike, like add competitive game modes so people could play competitive matches.
Yeah.
And what happened was, so there was the Halloween update, which people didn't really enjoy. Then this rumor came out that there was going to be a huge update that, like, changed multiplayer and everything, and it was going to be awesome. And now, and a line came out, and there's still really nothing changed. So, people are, like, up in arms, man.
Yeah.
They want to burn down Gabe Newell's house, eat his children, consume Gabe Newell. Crazy stuff about to happen.
Yeah,
Valve, there's riots at Valve. At the headquarters, man. People in Seattle yelling at Valve headquarters are like, where's Half-Life 3 and why is TF2 suck? I'm telling
you. Yeah. I just don't understand people, I guess.
Yeah.
Because that makes no sense to me.
You're not a part of the revolution, Nick.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're too old.
Not too old.
Too old for the revolution. Well, 13-year-old revolution, man.
No, 11-year-old.
11-year-old revolution, man.
Zombie wolf.
Yeah. 11-year-old revolution. You're too old, Nick. Can't be a part of it. Man.
I don't want to be a part of it.
11-year-old revolution is against you, Nick.
They're all going to be like, why are you hating on TF2? It's all we got. We don't have jobs. We can't afford anything.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, that and Minecraft are the only games installed on their computers. Yeah.
Alright, I'm moving on to another game I've played.
Alright.
Which is Alien Isolation.
How was it?
There's not much I can say because I didn't play much of it.
Oh.
But I do want to mention it because I played 45 minutes of it. And this isn't a review. This is just me talking about the first 45 minutes. But it was slow.
Slow.
And when there's a bunch of games I have that I need to play by the end of the year,
yeah,
the more chance of me sticking with a game, if it's being slow, is I'm not going to stick with it.
Yeah.
So I didn't end up really sticking with Alien. I played 45 minutes, and it was slow. And I'm sure it's fine the more you get into it, but I hear it's supposed to be, like, scary and whatnot, and there was a couple times where it startles you in the first 45 minutes, but I don't know.
Jump scares aren't real scares.
Yeah. I do want to mention the microphone thing feature they have. You can plug a microphone into your system, and while playing, if something jumps out and scares you and you go, ah! And your microphone hears that, it will attract the alien to come towards you. Like, it'll know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is pretty cool.
But I thought you said you didn't even see the alien, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean the feature doesn't exist.
But how do we know if it works if it didn't happen?
I don't know if it works. I know it's there, though, because in the beginning of the game, they're like, oh, you don't have a microphone plugged in. We have this feature. Would you like to plug in a microphone?
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not a full review. I don't know why I'm talking about it. I just figured, you know.
Nick is disappointed with Alien Isolation. Don't buy, playing, confirmed.
I also played Captain Toad Treasure Tracker, but I did a review on that, so I'm not going to go heavily into it, but it's okay.
And how's your Pac-Man game?
Super Smash Bros. Wii U, I played more of that, and it's fun. I played as Mega Man, I played as Wii Fit Trainer. Who else did I play as? I don't remember. But
Pac-Man?
I think my favorite is the Wii Fit Trainer.
Oh, why is that?
She's just fun to play as.
Uh-huh. Fun to look at is what you're trying to say?
She's just like a mannequin looking thing.
You're like debating. You're like,
Maybe she is. I'm not sure.
I guess at the right angle. She's
way hotter than Zelda.
Wow. Funny. You mean Link, right?
Yeah. Young Link.
Mm-hmm.
Screw that guy.
Oh, gross. Don't talk about that.
Oh, sorry.
We can't talk about those things.
Quinn's always putting words, like, pushing, like, meanings towards stuff. He's always, even, like, in my videos, he's always commenting. And I'm always like, oh, that Quinn boy.
Oh, that Quinn boy. He's trying to get them jokes about, out right? there.
You know what comment I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Like, I made the 1,000 games video, and I thank people, and he picks out the females I thank. And he goes, oh, I'm thanking the females. Doesn't mention all the other males that I thanked. Picks out the females. He's like, I know where Nick's headed. And I'm like, great, if I show this video to them, they're going to see that comment. Great.
Oh, my God.
I still shared the video with them, but...
Good. I wanted them to see that. That's why I left the comment, is because I noticed that... you thanked a bunch of people at the end of the video, but the male names at the very end weren't in your description. So I was like, huh.
Some of the males weren't in there because Brandon
mm-hmm.
Was the owner of the other website I used to write for.
Oh, okay.
So there's nothing I can really thank him for except for letting me write for him, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But the website's not up anymore, so no one can look into it, so what's the point? He doesn't even do game journalism anymore. He's out of that. He's done with that. And then Flynn, he did one Let's Play with me. And that was it. We never did another Let's Play. Which is the Doom 2 Let's Play on the channel. So what am I supposed to say?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Random topic time!
Quit making things awkward.
Mo fun, mo game? Mo game, mo fun? Mo fun, mo game.
Get out of that situation.
Man.
The original thing I wanted to talk about was deals, but Quinn refused.
Nope, no more deals.
I got a deal on an Android phone.
Nope, no deals. Now, all right, this question I'm posing here.
Hey.
Is, do you get more enjoyment out of having more games to play, or does the obstacle of having more games lessen the enjoyment you can get out of them?
Both. Both, and I'll tell you why. For me, getting a deal on a game, which leads to 1,000 games on Steam... Every time I buy a game or a bundle and I add more games, I have this, you know, endorphins release. I get that quick happiness feeling. It's an addiction. I know it is.
Just say it how it is, Nick. You get high.
I don't know if I get
Nick
high.
Nick gets high off of buying games for cheap.
for a split second, so I'm always like craving it.
He's a crack addict. Next week we're doing the intervention.
Yeah. Which is funny because there's a lot of things that people get addicted to that I'm like, not, because I don't really drink alcohol. I've never smoked. Like those things, like I never got into it. But games. Always.
But games, man. Gotta get my fix.
And it's like people have like a disgust for with how many games I have. And like, what if I, a pack of cigarettes, what, $5? I bought one pack of cigarettes a week. It's 52 packs a day. That's just like getting 52 games a year.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like I'm spending as much money on games as a normal cigarette smoker spends on cigarettes. So, and I don't, well, they get crap too.
Not well, yeah, much they, crap. And they I'm usually, the real victim. You know.
I'm the real victim.
They usually die by your age, Nick, if they're smoking that much.
Yeah. And then, the reason why it's overwhelming is because I'll start playing a game, I'm more quickly to judge it.
Mm-hmm.
In the scenario, this scenario, I'll tell you the scenario. It's just like, I'm going through my list of games and I'm like, oh, I'll try this. I have no like ambition to review it or anything. I'm just playing it. If it doesn't wow me quickly, I'm usually like, maybe I'll come back to this later. And then usually I don't. If I get a review code or I'm like, I need to review this game because it's new and interesting, then yeah, I'll have more motivation to play through it and I'll give it more of a chance. I'm just a horrible gamer, I guess.
All right, here's a follow-up question.
Okay.
So because it sounds like to me, because you have so many games, you aren't able to fully enjoy games that you might otherwise enjoy, right? So let's say...
Yes, you could kind of say that. Let's say... With 100%ing something, you mean?
Well, yeah. Like, let's say one of those games, if it doesn't wow you immediately, you basically drop it. But...
Yeah. I give it like a half an hour to an hour to wow
okay,
me.
But let's say you invested a couple hours into it and found out you really enjoyed it. And...
Okay.
It becomes one of your staples, right? It becomes one of the games you always go to for enjoyment. So, I don't know. I'm just saying, maybe, like, if a kid, let's say, he gets 5 games on Steam, all right? And even though one game might be better than another game, he is probably going to spend a lot more time on all of them just because he is limited.
Maybe.
Compared to you. Like, I feel like having 1,000 games, and I know you haven't touched half of them.
Yep.
And the games you do touch, that's it. You just touch. You don't actually embrace what could be a good time. Is that true?
I do embrace.
Huh?
I do embrace. I have over 20 hours in Far Cry.
Okay.
That's just an example. I have other games that I play a lot. Lethal League, I got a good amount of time in there.
All right.
But I think it's not the amount of games you have, it's your personality. Because I see reviews on YouTube where the reviewer's like, I only played this game for 3 minutes, it sucks, and this is because it didn't work, blah, blah, blah. And then you look at their profile and they have like 10 games.
Yeah.
So I've seen examples of both. You know?
All right.
Well, what's your answer? Do you have more, the more games, more fun? More game, more fun? It's all about me.
I guess it actually depends on the games because, like, I'm going to give an example where I didn't actually have to pay for this game, right? Okay. And that was Insurgency.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have gone out of my way to buy it, right?
Same here.
But, well, you did end up getting... Well,
it wasn't a humble bundle.
Either way, you did get it at some point, right? And you actually gave me one of the copies, so...
Yeah.
But because I got the opportunity to play a new game, I actually really enjoyed it, and I plan on playing it more, right?
Yeah.
So, to that extent, like, getting a new game and trying it out and seeing if you enjoy it, that... is that's a pretty good thing, I have to admit. Like, going back to TF2 over and over again isn't the most satisfying thing, and trying out new stuff is pretty satisfying.
Yeah, it can be.
Now, here's another question.
Okay.
Is it the, like, one game in particular? Like, the one really good game? Or is it the ability to try out all games?
It's the ability of a hoarder. I've mentioned this before, and there's even a video on it, where I sold my NES and games when I was a child.
Yeah.
It was one of my biggest regrets.
Yeah.
And from that point on, I just collect, basically. And that's where it comes from, I believe. Well, where it's like, I want to have that just in case I need it in the future. So when I see a deal on it, I'm like, better get it now while it's cheap, right? Because I might need it in the future.
Well, the question was more of like, because I know you really like to touch every single game.
That's true.
You like to touch every single game that's you think is going to be decent throughout the year. Yes. You put the time and the effort to actually, whether you have to rent it or whether you have to use Gamefly for a month, you find a way to actually play everything.
I definitely try, because I like trying everything. I like to be, even a game where it's like, I don't know if this is going to be good, but it looks like it could be, I'm going to take this risk and start playing it. Because what if it's amazing? Like I mentioned in my 1,000 game video, Tropico.
Yeah.
Knew nothing about it. Got it, turned out to be great. Ace Attorney is another example, one of my all-time favorite games. I didn't know much about it at all when I got it. So I'm always, like, trying to expand on what games I'm playing. I mean, if it's, like, an RTS-looking game, and I see that it's going to take a lot of hard work to learn how to play it, I might be like, I'll try to avoid that one. Because I know it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of hours when I could be spending those hours on other games, you know? Yeah. That's just who I am. I want to play literally everything.
Okay, so would you rather, let's say, over the course of this year, have played all the games you have played, like, you know, touch everything, or would you rather have just, like, gotten Far Cry 4, Shadow of Mordor, and, you know, another really good game that came out this year? Would you have rather spent a lot more time in particular games, or would you have rather spread out your time over all of them?
Spread out my time.
All right.
I'm not the type of gamer that can focus on a game for hundreds and hundreds of hours. Like, if you look at my profile, my most played game is Team Fortress, and I only have 120 hours in that game, which is a lot for me.
Yeah.
My second most played game is Payday 2, and I have 60 hours in that game.
Yeah.
So that's half. And, like, 120 hours does not seem like much to most people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just how, because I'm always trying to play something else.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
Team Fortress 2, I only play when another friend's like, hey, let's play this. And I'm like, okay. I never do it on my own.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, I'm an interesting person.
Yeah, you are.
Well, we were talking about this, and I'm not going to say the value, but there's a website that checks the value of your Steam account, and I'd definitely sell my Steam account if I had the opportunity. Though I know you can't do it.
Yeah.
I know it's against the rules, and I'd get banned and whatnot, so I'm not going to sell it because I don't want to be banned from Steam. But if I could, I would sell it and then use that money to buy a couple of my favorites and then just have the extra money.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you saw that. No, I'm not going to say the number because I don't want people to laugh at me.
I saw the number. It was impressive. I'm not going to lie. I was impressed. And plus, you got mostly deals on all those games. So pretty much it didn't cost you nearly that much. So, I was impressed.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was telling Kevin, I'd sell it for a third of the price that it's valued at.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Man. But, wow.
Because no one's going to pay the full value of it.
Maybe I'll have to snag Organized Remains up.
Something to consider?
Yeah.
Because it's against the rules. Well, I don't want to be banned from Steam.
We'll mute this part of the podcast so no one hears our plan. That way, no one knows.
I don't know that it's our plan.
Yeah, our plan. Well, I don't know. You were saying you were willing to sell it for a third of the price. I'm just, you know, I'm on the up and up.
You're interested.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I think that's,
I do have. I do want to do a little contest one of these because I do have a bunch of Humble Bundle gift copies of games that I already had that I got again. So I will look into doing that.
Maybe we'll do a little Christmas thingy.
Yeah, something. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
They're just going, they're just sitting there. Feel like, if Chief wants a game, Chief, you can contact, I'll give you a game, because you've been, you've helped out over this time. So I'll give you a game, but anyone else asks me, I'm gonna be mad.
Nick will just be happy that you asked him something.
So. I'm just happy that you subscribed.
That too. Anyways,
But you never answered your own questions about games.
Well, you know, you never geared them towards me, and I don't have the 1,000 games, so you know, I'm not the head honcho on this biz.
Oh, you only have a little couple games.
Yeah, I only have a little bit of the games.
Yeah,
mo fun, mo game.
Yeah,
less game, less fun.
No one on my friends list has like anything near my amount of games, and I always feel like we kind of weird at points where I'm like,
that's because you are weird.
Yeah, it's true. People will bring it up, and I'll watch a stream of one of my friends, and they'll bring it up, and everyone's like, "What? How is that possible?"
And they're like, "Wow, so famous."
Yeah,
and then you're like, "Please subscribe," and then they all leave, and then it's like, "Oh."
Yeah, even the streamer will be like, "Check out Organized Remains."
Yeah,
and then no one ever does.
They're like, this guy has too many games to pay attention. He's probably playing a game a day.
I should be.
You should be. That should be a series.
I actually only have 3 more games to play before next week when we do our top games for the year.
Oh, man.
It's next week.
And I have to, after tomorrow, I'm going to go try and pick up Far Cry 4. And, Evil Within, try and touch on those.
Yeah, I gotta play Evil Within, Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris, and Bayonetta 2.
Lots of games. Lots of games still out there.
And then after the top game list, I have a couple ideas on what I'm gonna be doing. But we'll see.
We'll see.
I don't wanna make promises. You know me.
Yeah.
You know me. I could find a job one of these days. Who knows? And then I won't be doing anything.
Yeah, and then Nick will disappear from the face of the earth.
Yeah, just like Quinn did.
And I didn't even have a job.
Yeah.
So, that's how easy it is, people.
Yeah. I would love to write for another site that will actually pay me. Mm. But I look into it, and each website that's willing to pay for reviewers, I don't like their website.
Yeah.
So, like, we're looking for someone to do news.
And you're like, nah. Okay.
I'm just copying other websites and putting it on your... And then I'll check out their YouTube channel, and they'll have, like, 200 subscribers, whatever.
Yeah.
And I can't complain. But all their videos are just straight-up trailers.
Yeah.
And it's like, did you get the rights to these trailers? I don't know. I don't know.
Websites are pretty sketchy these days.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. Only work for Organized Remains.
He pays the big bucks.
I don't pay anything. Well, sometimes you get a game.
The big
Quinn's
bucks.
Got a couple games from
you got more games, more fun.
You got that screen sheet?
Yeah, I got screen sheet. My God, that is like the saddest story.
I know. It's currently on sale on humblebundle.com for $10, and you get 3 other copies with it.
4 copies of Screen Sheet for $10.
And it's a good game. I don't know why people aren't playing it.
It's like a Greek tragedy or something.
I know. When I posted my review, Quinn was like, that was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
It was. I'm serious. Like, it's almost depressing. Like,
yeah.
We played it, and it was a good game, and like a really good game, but no one plays it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You can even get a free copy if you're a YouTuber or a viewer or something.
Just pretty much anyone.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Well, I wish we could just talk forever, Quinn, but I guess we can't.
I guess not.
Because you're a busy man.
I'm a busy man.
Are we streaming? Or you got business?
I gotta study for them finals.
Ah, oh, boo.
Tomorrow though we'll be streaming, so.
What?
Yeah.
What time?
It's confirmed. Me and Nick streaming at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time.
But last time Quinn said this, all his footage got deleted, and he had
disclaimer. Disclaimer might not actually happen. Oh my god, these voice cracks are pretty on point.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna drink some water right here.
Yeah, I hope the podcast came out good because there was points where I couldn't hear Quinn talking at all. And I just pretended that I knew what he was saying.
Yeah. That's all right, Nick. You don't listen to me anyways.
It's true. All right. Oh, wait. We didn't. Follow me on Twitter. Organize Remain. Do you guys even listen to this part? You just turn it off right now, don't you?
Who, me? Or everyone else?
Anyone listening.
I don't even know if they make it this far, Nick.
Yeah, it's true. If you make it this far, let me know.
Let everyone know.
Yeah, put it in the chat.
You'll get a free game.
No, not a free game. Just be like, just pretend you got something.
I will give you a free game.
Okay, Quinn will give you a free game. But in the comments, just post something like, oh man, that ending... so good. I don't know. What should they say?
That so, ending. So such good. A good ending. If you such made it this ending. Far, supreme.
Yeah.
You got to say Taco Supreme, and then I'll give you a free game.
Wait, how many free games are you giving? Just to the first person to mention it?
No, to anyone. Anyone that actually that listens backfire. To the full podcast.
How do we know they listen? They have to answer a couple questions.
They have to say Taco Supreme.
Yeah, but if they just skip to the end, they'll hear this part.
Who's going to skip that far?
I don't know. Taco Supreme.
Yeah, Taco Supreme.
I'm
going to
title it Taco Supreme and see if anyone does anything.
We'll find out. Chief.
Should I title it?
No, do not title it Taco Supreme. Because then some of them will be like, Taco Supreme? Question mark, and then I have to give them something.
That's true. Right. I won't name it that then.
At Quindos Gaming, twitch.tv/QuindosGaming, Miss Red Chicken on YouTube, Quindos Gaming on YouTube for all the highlights of the stream. This has been the OR Gamecast, episode 11. We'll talk to you all next week.